You have reached Atheist Republic voicemails. God may not be listening to you, but the citizens of the Atheist Republic are. Leave us a voicemail on atheistrepublic.com for a chance to have your message broadcast to our followers worldwide. Send us your opinions, stories, advice, or concerns. Together, we'll build a platform for atheist voices all around the globe.
Fucking bastards. If you're atheist, fucking don't put up Hindu gods as sexist. Put up your mother's and father's fucking pictures into it. Fucking bastards.
Hey, as a believer of Hinduism, I oppose the product which is there on your website called Sexy Hindu Goddess Kali and Sita. I want you to remove that product from your website, and if you don't do that, we would definitely be filing an official complaint against you in Indian Penal Code, and you should be ready to face all the circumstances and all the legalities. Thanks. Take care.
Hey, Armin. I'm Anand from India. So I just heard about your Twitter ban because of the Kali pose, and I just wanted to support you, man. I want to support you too. I just wanted to let you know that you have a lot of supporters in India and a lot of these outspoken people that are just rallying against you, posting stuff about your loved ones and all that crap. It's just a very tiny vocal minority of people. And that is what religion does to people, right? So I wanted to support you. And for the first time in my life, I've joined Patreon. So I'm one of your patrons now. And you know what? I just want you to know that I really support you, and you have a lot of supporters from India. So yeah, that's all. Hey, keep being yourself. And let's just do some more blasphemy, right? Okay. Bye.
Hello team. Armin Nawabi is, posted some content related to Hindu religion, which is, hurting the sentiments of Hindus. So could you please take care of the same? Otherwise, there will be a big mess. He'll be in trouble. And this, your team will be in trouble. Please do take care of it. Block his account. I have reported his account. Please do the needful. Otherwise, everyone will be in big trouble. Don't do this kind of stuff. Tell him that. This is not acceptable. Thank you.
You people are cowards or what? Why do you people comment on Hinduism when your own people keep murdering, knifing, knife people shamelessly just for, even if we sort of reply to your vulgar comments and point out what your gods are? Why do you sort of go and knife them, kill them, but you dare to sort of talk about Hinduism? Whether Hindus should revolt for any comments. Have anyone ever killed anybody just for speaking out against our gods? Have some shame. You're really typical coward calling yourself atheist, but then you just poke your dick into all aspects of conversations about religion and especially anti-Hinduism. Aren't you shameless? If you're really pro-Islamic, just say out. No, why do you want to sort of call yourself atheist and then comment about Hinduism? Have some shame. Morons you are, really.
Hi. To whoever this may concern, I am actually speaking from India. I sent you an email regarding the same. I came across one of your t-shirts for, I think it was Kali and Sita, two Indian goddesses we worship. And I'm sorry, I could not resist myself from sending you a voicemail. That was extremely offensive. And, I understand that and I respect your ideologies and I respect what your page runs on. However, what you said about our goddesses in the form of a picture, the depiction was not appropriate at all. You need to realize and understand that if you are taking into consideration an atheist community, propagating your own community doesn't mean you insult the other person's community or their faith. If you have faith in something, it's not necessary for you to pull the other person down. That's exactly how feminism works. If you're not a feminist and if you're an atheist, I don't know, it's it kind of seems off. So, you know, I just wanted to convey this message that, you know, anyone from the Indian community, be it a Hindu, be it a Muslim, be it a Christian, anyone that has lived in India at least for a year or two, does understand and realize the fact that this is extremely offensive. Not because, only because of the fact that it is sexualizing our gods, but also because of the fact that you are propagating something that is a very big problem in our country. We have the highest number of rapes in India. And by creating t-shirts like this, you're actually sending a message to the youth. In some ways, you are trying to send a message that, oh, you know what, it's okay to rape in India. It's all right. And it may not seem like a very big problem to you, but as a woman, I'm 19 years old right now. As a woman living in this country, I can tell you that it's not a joke. It's not funny. It's not atheism. This is not what atheism is. Atheism is when it's backed by science. You want to explain why you don't believe in God? Explain it through science. Explain it through stuff like, okay, you know what? The Big Bang Theory exists. The black hole exists or whatever the fuck you do. But don't do this. Because this is not acceptable. And imagine I tear your mother's clothes off and put a picture of her in front of you kissing some other girl. Okay. I don't have a problem with anyone being a lesbian. I completely support LGBTQ. But would you like to imagine your mother's image all across the internet, naked, kissing a woman? In fact, not just your mother, just anyone, any woman you know. Would you like to imagine that? We worship our goddesses because we treat them as our mothers. And we were offended when we saw that. Your community is supposed to make atheists feel better and not people who worship gods feel offended and worse about their religion. And it's not supposed to propagate rape. What you're doing here is actually propagating rape. So please do something about it. Pull it down. I don't know. Issue an apology at least. And whoever the artist is, a big fuck you to you.
You Republican people, you guys have no balls, huh? You are insulting a god and goddesses. Just put Muhammad Prophet's t-shirts like this and let me see how many of you get in the name of the, you know, democracy, in the name of the freedom of speech. You are shitting shit everywhere. I want to see Jesus and Mary t-shirts like this. I want to see Muhammad Prophet's like this with his child 6 years with he married with 6 year old girl. I want to see t-shirt of those things. You stupid fool people, you are insulting my religion and the people we worship. You guys have no balls to do it with the any other religion.
Please consider supporting us by sharing the podcast with your fellow heathens or donating by going to atheistrepublic.com and clicking on support. Subscribe to Atheist Republic voicemails on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And please leave us a review.